My laws are just, my ways are right. They're all you need to fight the fight. Tear down the walls of Babylon and pay her back. She caused your need, war she made you lack.
Welcome to the Remnant Reading Room, featuring the book entitled Come Out of Her, My People, by C.J. Custer. This book was a major step in my walk of finding the true worship, the way our Father wants us to not only worship, but to live, and to exalt His name among the nations. Join us as we embark on this walk together to find truth and freedom from idolatrous ways. If you would like a copy of the scriptures included in today's program, you can find the download link by clicking on today's program in the station schedule at zion.org. That's spelled TSION.ORG. And now, let's begin today's reading.
What have you sown? But seeds of doubt, I hear your cries and shut them out. Tear down the walls of Babylon and let her sink, washing in my word and rid you of the stink.
Today, we are starting the second half and the last part of chapter 7 and the last part of our readings. This covers page 127 through 130, and it's the conclusion. The word that Yahushua teaches us is not his own, but it is his Father's word. See this for yourselves in John 14:24, John 3:34, and so on. John 14:24. He who does not love me does not guard my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but of the Father who sent me. John 3:34. For he whom Elohim has sent speaks the words of Elohim, for Elohim does not give the Spirit by measure. John 7:16. Yeshua answered them and said, My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me. John 8:28. So Yeshua said to them, When you lift up the Son of Adam, then you shall know that I am He, and that I do none at all of myself, but as my Father taught me, these words I speak. John 8:40. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has spoken to you the truth which I heard from Elohim. Abraham did not do this. John 12:49. Because I spoke not from myself, but the Father who sent me has given me a command, what I should say and what I should speak. John 17:8. Because the words which you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them, and have truly known that I came forth from you, and they believe that you sent me. This identifies the true Messiah, our only great prophet, according to Deuteronomy 18:18-20. Deuteronomy 18:18, I shall raise up for them a prophet like you out of the midst of their brothers, and I shall put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. 18:19. And it shall be the man who does not listen to my words, which he speaks in my name, I require it of him. Deuteronomy 18:20. But the prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other mighty ones, even that prophet shall die. In contrast to this, the false Messiah, or false prophet, speaks his own words, according to Deuteronomy 18:20, which we just read. We must abide in his words, and his words must abide in us. John 15:7. If you stay in me, and my words stay in you, you shall ask whatever you wish, and it shall be done for you. And John 8:31. So, Yeshua said to those Yehudim who believed him, if you stay in my word, you are truly my taught ones. His words must abide in us, including the 10 words, the living words. Deuteronomy 4:13. And he made known to you his covenant, which he commanded you to do, the 10 words. And he wrote them on 2 tablets of stone. And in Acts 7:38. This is he who was in the assembly in the wilderness, with the messenger who spoke to him on Mount Sinai, and with our fathers who received the living words to give to us. Only if a man keeps his words will the Son and the Father make their abode with him. John 14:24 in the King James Version. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. Only then does he possess their indwelling power for him to overcome sin. Quote, for it is Elohim who works in you both to will and to work on behalf of his good pleasure. Unquote. Philippians 2:13. The Good News Bible reads, quote, because Elohim is always at work in you to make you willing and able to obey his purpose. Unquote. This wonderful experience of Messiah working in us is also found in Hebrews 13:20-21. Quote, now the Elohim of peace makes you perfect in every good word to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Yahushua Messiah. Unquote. Let's read all of those verses. Hebrews 13:20. The Elohim of peace, who brought up our Master Yeshua from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, 13:21, makes you perfect in every good work to do his desire, working in you what is pleasing in his sight, through Yeshua Messiah, to whom be esteem forever and ever. Yahushua found the religionists of his day worshiping the Mighty One by means of vain worship. Quote, thus you have made the commandments of Elohim of no effect by your tradition. Unquote. Instead of keeping the Father's 10 words, they were keeping and, quote, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. Unquote. Matthew 15:6-9. We're also asked to read Mark 7:7-13, too. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandments of Elohim, you hold the tradition of men, making the word of Elohim of no effect through your tradition, which you have handed down. Let's read all of those verses. Mark 7:7. And in vain do they worship me, teaching as teachings the commands of men. 7:8. Forsaking the command of Elohim, you hold fast the tradition of men. 7:9. And he said to them, well, do you set aside the command of Elohim in order to guard your tradition? 7:10. For Moshe said, respect your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. 7:11. But you say, if a man says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is korban, that is, a gift. Mark 7:12. You no longer let him do any matter at all for his father or his mother. 7:13. Nullifying the word of Elohim through your tradition, which you have handed down, and many such traditions you do. Similarly, Paul warned in Colossians 2:8, quote, beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Messiah. Unquote. Paul's ministry to the philosophic Greeks at Athens is equally applicable for our time. We find that in Acts 17, verses 16 through 34. Acts 17:16. But while Shaul was waiting for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred up within him when he saw that the city was utterly idolatrous. 17. Therefore, indeed, he was reasoning in the congregation with the Yehuda and with the Gentile worshipers, and in the marketplace daily with those who met there. Verse 18. And some of the Epicurean and Stoic philosophers encountered him, and some were saying, quote, what does this babbler wish to say? Unquote. Others says, quote, he seems to be a proclaimer of strange, mighty ones. Unquote. Because to them he brought the good news, Yeshua and the resurrection. Acts 17:19. So they laid hold of him and brought him to the Areopagus, saying, are we able to know what this fresh teaching is of which you speak? 17:20. For you are bringing some strange matters to our ears. We wish then to know what these mean. Acts 17:21. For all the Athenians and the strangers living there spent their leisure time in doing naught but to speak or to hear what is fresh. 22. And having stood in the midst of the Areopagus, Shaul said, men of Athens, I see that you are very religious in every matter. 23. For passing through and observing the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown mighty one. Not knowing then whom you worship, I make them known to you. Verse 24, Yahweh, who made the world and all that is in it, this one being master of heaven and earth, does not dwell in dwellings made with hands. 25, nor is he served with men's hands as if needing anything, himself giving to all life and breath and all else. 26, and he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, having ordained beforehand the times and the boundaries of their dwelling. 17:27. To seek the Master, if at least they would reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. 17:28. For in him we live and move and are, as also some of your own poets have said, for we were also his offspring. 29. Now then, since we are the offspring of Elohim, we should not think that the Elohim is like gold or silver or stone, an image made by the skill and thought of man. 1730. Truly then, having overlooked these times of ignorance, Elohim now commands all men everywhere to repent. 1731. Because he has set a day on which he is going to judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed, having given proof of this to all by raising him from the dead. 1732. And hearing of the resurrection of the dead, some indeed mocked, while others said, we shall hear you again concerning this. 1733. And so Shaul went out from among them. 34. But some men joined him and believed, among them Dionysius, the Areopagite, and a woman named Damaris, and others with them. The Greeks had an altar to the unknown Elohim. The identity of the true mighty one was not known. The same is found today. The Father's name and his Son's name have been hidden and replaced by other names derived from sun worship. Also, the all-important truth of our covenant relationship with Yahweh has been hidden from us. Up to now, we have worshiped the unknown Elohim in an ignorant way because of the philosophies and traditions of men. The clear call for repentance thus goes out. Quote, truly, these times of ignorance Elohim overlooked, but now he commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. Unquote. Acts 17:30-31. The time for the final restoration, the turning back to Yahweh and the true worship has come. We must allow Yahushua to redeem us from all lawlessness. Titus 2:14. Who gave himself up for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to cleanse for himself a people, his own possession, ardent for good works. Unless we forget, the footnote to that says, lawlessness is a synonym for sin. Only then will we be the called, the chosen, and the faithful. Will we be part of the first fruit company, the overcomers, the Israel, calling on the name of Yahweh and being in the new covenant, the renewed covenant, the law of Yahweh in our hearts and minds. Two things are required of us. These two things are an absolute necessity if we seek eternal life. They are coupled and alternately referred to as. Then we have a series of points. The first one being rebirth, then separation, to become set apart, sanctification. The second, justification by faith, then doing righteousness. First, Genesis 15:6, then Genesis 26:5. Genesis 15:6. And he believed in Yahweh, and he reckoned it to him for righteousness. And Genesis 26:5. Because Abraham obeyed my voice and guarded my charge, my commands, my laws, and my Torah. The third point, imputed righteousness, then imparted righteousness. The fourth point, passive righteousness, then active righteousness. From Luther. The next point, salvation from the burden of sin, then deliverance from the power of sin. From Oswald Smith. The next point, belief, then good works. We see this in Ephesians 2:8-10, Titus 2:14, and James 2:14-24. We're going to read all those verses. Ephesians 2:8. For by favor you have been saved through belief, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of Elohim. 2:9. It is not by works, so that no one should boast. 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Messiah Yeshua, unto good works, which Elohim prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Titus 2:14. Who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness, and to cleanse for himself a people, his own possession, ardent for good works. And this is a good long section. James 2:14-24. James 2:14. My brothers, what use is it for anyone to say he has belief, but does not have works? This belief is unable to save him. 15. And if a brother or sister is naked and in need of daily food? 16. But one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed, and be filled. But you do not give them the bodily needs? What use is it? James 2:17. So also belief, if it does not have works, is in itself dead. 18. But someone might say, you have belief, and I have works. Show me your belief without your works, and I shall show you my belief by my works. James 2:19. You believe that Elohim is one. You do well. The demons also believe and shudder. 2:20. But do you wish to know, O foolish man, that the belief without the works is dead? 2:21. Was not Abraham our father declared right by works when he offered Yitzhak his son on the altar? James 2:22. Do you see that belief was working with his works, and by the works the belief was perfected? James 2:23. And the scripture was filled which says, Abraham believed Elohim, and it was reckoned to him for righteousness, and he was called Elohim's friend. And James 2:24. You see then that a man is declared right by works and not by belief alone. The next point, you have been made well then. Sin no more. John 5:14. John 5:14 says, afterward, Yeshua found him in the set-apart place and said to him, see, you have been made well. Sin no more, so that no worse matter befalls you. The next point, forgiveness. Then, go and sin no more. John 8:11. And she said, No one, Master. And Yeshua said to her, Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. The next point, that which he has wrought for us on Golgotha, then him working in us. The next point, belief in Yeshua, then keeping the commandments of Yahweh. Revelation 12:17 and 14:12. Revelation 12:17. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to fight with the remnant of her seed, those guarding the commands of Elohim and possessing the witness of Yeshua Messiah. Revelation 14:12. Here is the endurance of the set-apart ones. Here are those guarding the commands of Elohim and the belief of Yeshua. Accept Yeshua as your personal Savior, but also as your only teacher. Matthew 23:8 and 23:10. Matthew 23:8. But you do not be called Rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Messiah, and you are all brothers. Matthew 23:10. Neither be called leaders, for one is your leader, the Messiah. Quote, Yet your teacher will not hide himself anymore, but your eyes shall see your teacher, and your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, This is the way, walk in it, when you turn to the right or when you turn to the left. Unquote. Isaiah 30:20-21. That's from the Revised Standard Version. Quote, Looking for the blessed hope and esteemed appearing of our great Elohim and Savior, Yeshua Messiah, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all lawlessness and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Unquote. Titus 2:13-14. It is imperative that we believe in and obey the Son, for, quote, He who does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of Elohim rests upon him. Unquote. John 3:36, Revised Standard Version. John 3:36, in the Revised Standard Version. He who believes in the Son has eternal life. He who does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of Elohim rests upon him. Obedience to the Son and to believe in him are equally important. See also Matthew 13:11-15, and a number of other verses, which we are going to read now. Matthew 13:11-15. Matthew 13:11. And he answered them, To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. Verse 12, For to him who has will more be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Verse 13, This is why I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. Matthew 13:14. With them indeed is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, "You shall indeed hear, but never understand, and you shall indeed see, but never perceive." Verse 15. For this people's heart has grown dull, and their ears are heavy of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should perceive with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn for me to heal them. John 8:31-36. Yeshua said to those Yehudim who believed him, "If you stay in my word, you are truly my taught ones." 32. "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 8:33. They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been in bondage to anyone. How is it that you say you will be made free?" 34. Yeshua answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone doing sin is a servant of sin." 35. "And the servant does not stay in the house forever. A son stays forever." And 36. "If then the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." John 8:51. "Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone guards my word, he shall never see death at all." John 17:6. "I have revealed your name to the men whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have guarded your word." Revelation 14:4. "They are those who were not defiled with women, for they are maidens. They are following the Lamb wherever he leads them on. They were redeemed from among men, being first fruits to Elohim and to the Lamb." 2 John 9. "Everyone who is transgressing and not staying in the teaching of Messiah does not possess Elohim. The one who stays in the teaching of Messiah possesses both the Father and the Son." And Matthew 7:24-27. 7:24. "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and does them shall be like a wise man who built his house on the rock." 7:25. "And the rain came down, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock." Matthew 7:26. "And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them shall be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand." Matthew 7:27. "And the rain came down, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and they beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall." Our Messiah said in Luke 6:46, quote, "But why do you call me Master, Master, and do not do the things which I say?" Unquote. We are to obey the Messiah in all things, even his final command to us in regard to our participation in the sins of Babylon. come out of her, my people, lest you take part in her sins, lest you share in her plagues. Revelation 18:4, Revised Standard Version. Coming out of her requires us to stop taking part in her sins, including the 26 components of sun worship, or the worship of the host of heaven, which were inherited by the church. These components are not acceptable to Yahweh, just as little as Israel's golden calf was acceptable to him. Although Israel attempted to use the golden calf to honor Yahweh with, we see that in Exodus 32:5, our Elohim's wrath burns hot against such practice. Exodus 32:5. And Aaron saw and built an altar before it. And Aaron called out and said, "Tomorrow is a festival to Yahweh." That does not work. The wicked abominations, as he labeled sun worship customs, which are mixed with the true worship, are not acceptable to him. Ezekiel 8, verses 9 through 16. Ezekiel 8:9. And he said to me, "Go in and see the evil abominations which they are doing there." 8:10. And I went in and looked and saw all kinds of creeping creatures, abominable beasts, and all the idols of the house of Israel carved all around on the walls. 8:11. And facing them stood 70 men of the elders of the house of Israel. And in their midst stood Jaazan Yahu, son of Shaphan. Each one had a censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up. 8:12. And he said to me, "Son of man, have you seen what the elders of the house of Israel are doing in the dark? Each one in the room of his idols? For they say, 'Yahweh does not see me. Yahweh has forsaken the land.'" 8:13. And he said to me, "You are to see still greater abominations which they are doing." 8:14. And he brought me to the door of the north gate of the house of Yahweh. And I saw a woman sitting there, weeping for Tammuz. 8:15. Then he said to me, "Have you seen this, O son of man? You are to see still greater abominations than these." 8:16. And he brought me into the court of the house of Yahweh, and there at the door of the hekel of Yahweh, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men with their backs toward the hekel of Yahweh and their faces toward the east, and they were bowing themselves eastward to the sun. If we are to overcome, we are to repudiate these 26 components of sun worship, as well as repent of keeping the seventh day of the week according to the way of Seder, and to return to Yahweh through his son, Yahushua. By accepting Yahushua as Savior and then as our only teacher, he teaches us, he opens our eyes, he opens our understanding, as we have already stressed. We must abide in his word. He said in John 8:31-34, quote, "If you abide in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Free from sin, free from being a slave of sin." Yahushua is the truth. John 14:6. John 14:6. Yeshua said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Yeshua is the truth. By testifying to the truth which he received from his Father. He said in John 18:37, quote, for this I have been born, and for this I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth, unquote. He prayed to his Father in John 17:17, and said to him, Thy word is truth. King James Version. This same truth, as was proclaimed by Yahushua, is that which sets us free from sin, free from bondage to the abominations and filthiness of her fornications, which we have inherited from Mystery Babylon, the wicked abominations of sun-mixed worship or Baal-mixed worship. Like Gideon of old, we desperately need the help and delivery of Yahweh in the time of the Great Tribulation, which is becoming a reality. He will not deliver us in this time unless we too build an altar to Yahweh, unless we restore the pure worship to Yahweh. An altar is symbolic of the ways, the mode of worship, or means or hows to worship. At the same time, we, like Gideon, need to break down the altar of Baal, the mode, the customs, the hows of sun worship. For Baal is but the sun deity. These components of sun worship, all 26 of them, need to be repented of and eliminated. Only then can we return to the Almighty, and He will return to us. He has turned away from us and has given us up to worship the host of heaven, as we have repeatedly said. Elohim said in Hosea 5:15, quote, I will return again to my place till they acknowledge their offense. Then they will seek my face. In their affliction, they will diligently seek me. Unquote. Hosea then calls out in Hosea 6:1, quote, Come, and let us return to Yahweh, for he has torn, but he will heal us. He has stricken, but he will bind us up. Unquote. Quote, Return to me, says Yahweh of hosts, and I will return to you, says Yahweh of hosts. Do not be like your fathers, to whom the former prophets preached, saying, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, Turn now from your evil ways and your evil deeds. But they did not heed me, says Yahweh. Unquote. Zechariah 1, verses 3 and 4. I'm going to read that verse, Zechariah 1, 3 and 1, 4 again in the Scriptures version. You shall say to them, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, Turn back to me, declared Yahweh of hosts, and I shall turn back to you, declares Yahweh of hosts. Verse 4. Do not be like your fathers, to whom the former prophets proclaimed, saying, Thus said Yahweh of hosts, Turn back now from your evil ways and your evil deeds. But they did not obey or give heed to me, declares Yahweh. For those who are seeking the blessings of Yahweh, for those who are seeking a delivery in this time of trouble. In the great tribulation, the call goes out. Return to Him, and He will return to us. To those believers who yearn for His second coming, the call goes out. Come out of the sins of Mystery Babylon. For those who long for Yeshua to return and assume His rightful position as King of Kings and as High Priest in the set-apart place, the call goes out. The set-apart place must first be swept thoroughly, and the shaft of sun or Baal worship be burned with unquenchable fire. The message of Elijah must again go forth in the end time, before the great and terrible day of Yahweh comes. Malachi 4:5. See, I am sending you Eliyahu, the prophet, before the coming of the great and awesome day of Yahweh. Elijah found the people in mixed worship, the worship of Yahweh, plus the worship of Baal, the sun deity. The message of Elijah, a message of challenge, is again proclaimed. Quote, "How long will you falter between two opinions? If Yahweh is Elohim, follow Him. But if Baal, then follow him." 1 Kings 18:21. And Eliyahu came to all the people and said, "How long would you keep hopping between two opinions? If Yahweh is Elohim, follow him, and if Baal, follow him." But the people answered him not a word. Shall we do as Israel did by answering him not a word? Our sins, our transgression of the law, can only be atoned for by the blood of Yahushua. His blood is, quote, "the blood of the eternal covenant," unquote, as is clearly related in Hebrews 13:20. Hebrews 13:20. There are several versions that he asked us to read. First is the Revised Standard Version. "Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant." Hebrews 13:20, NASB Version. "Now the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord." Hebrews 13:20. "May the God of peace, who through the blood of eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep." That's the NIV Version. Finally, the Scriptures Version. Hebrews 13:20. "And the Elohim of peace, who brought up our Master Yeshua from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant." In Hebrews 10:29, his blood is called, quote, "the blood of the covenant," unquote. This eternal covenant is the same as the renewed or new covenant. If we are to earnestly seek eternal life, dare we continue to trample underfoot his blood, which he shed to bring us into the eternal covenant? Hebrews 13:20. Also rejecting the sign of the eternal covenant, the Sabbath, Exodus 31:16-17. Exodus 31:16. And the children of Israel shall guard the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations, as an everlasting covenant. Exodus 31:17. Between me and the children of Israel, it is a sign forever. For in 6 days Yahweh made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. The eternal covenant is the very same eternal covenant which Yahweh says will be found on the day of judgment to be broken by the inhabitants of the earth. Isaiah 24:5. For the earth has been defiled under its inhabitants, because they have transgressed the Torah, changed the law, broken the everlasting covenant. There's a footnote for that verse that says, this is the only reason, according to all scriptures, why the earth shall be burned in the day of judgment. The message on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2 was given at the time of the former rain. The same message is again proclaimed for the time of the latter rain. Quote, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said to them, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Yahushua Messiah for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Spirit of separation. For the promise is to you and to your children, and all who are afar off, as many as Yahweh or Elohim will call. And with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. Unquote. Acts chapter 2, verse 37 through 40. Acts 2:37. And having heard this, they were pierced to the heart, and said to Kepha and the rest of the emissaries, men, brothers, what shall we do? Acts 2:38. And Kepha said to them, repent and let each one of you be immersed in the name of Yeshua Messiah for the forgiveness of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the set-apart Spirit. Acts 2:39. For the promise is to you and to your children, and to all who are afar off, as many as Yahweh our Elohim shall call. Acts 2:40. And with many other words he earnestly witnessed, and urged them, saying, be saved from this crooked generation. That's the end of our book. And I would likewise, with Kepha, urge you, be saved from this crooked generation. You've now learned through this book, hopefully, what Yahweh considers to be saved from this crooked generation. I am so happy that you've completed the book with me. And I hope that you will actually get a copy of this book, print out all the scriptures that we have provided, and read it through yourself in your own time. I don't know how many times I've read this book, and it's always blessed me even more each time. So thank you for being with us, and shalom. You have bought insurance in the field. that's the end of today's reading. Be sure to join us next time as we continue reading more from Come Out of Her, My People. To see when the next program will air, go to the schedule on our website at zion.org. A copy of the scriptures we read today can be found by clicking on today's program in the station schedule on our website. To check the schedule and download a copy of the scriptures included in each program, go to tsion.org. And be sure to join us next time for more about why our Elohim tells us to come out of her, my people. Thanks for listening to today's program. Could it be true? Has the church been in an apostate state since its inception? When did the church begin? Find answers to these questions and more. Tune in and check out the audio readings of the book, Come Out of Her, My People. This book discovers why our Father commands His people to come out. The readings include all the scriptures referred to in the narrative. Keep an eye on the schedule for each new program. Go to the website at zion.org, spelled tsion.org. Find the archived readings on the homepage of zion.org. Don't wait. Time is passing quickly. You need this information now.
All of my tears away. You pull me to yourself. Now you're teaching me the better way. From the tree of life, what more can you get? What more can when you're giving it all to me? My way's bad,
my way is so bad,
but your way's good and your way makes me glad. Yeshua, He's the way, the truth and the life, but no one can come to You except through His life. It's like I am Torah, Torah, Torah,
Torah,
Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah,
Torah,
Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Torah, Tor